I can't breathe. The words George Floyd said repeatedly as one police officer knelt on him and three others looked on. They were deaf to his pleas, apparently feeling that their need to keep him where he was greater than his need of help. They remained where they were until his movements grew less and he died. This has led to riots and protests that are spreading in cities across the United States and here in this country too, among others. Black people are saying that they have had enough of this kind of treatment that gets meted out to them all too often. Black people are more likely to have lower wages, poorer living conditions, an increased likelihood of being stopped by the police, and of being imprisoned. Here in the UK, the BBC TV series Noughts and Crosses recently highlighted this by turning the tables and showing us white people being repressed by black people. And some of us were able to see it from the other side and taste the despair felt by those who were never going to be accepted, no matter how hard they tried. And we have to accept that, uncomfortable as it feels to say it out loud, white people have had the advantage for too long. And we need to accept that it is time to change. Even if we feel that we have not been overtly racist, our voices are needed to make a difference. We can't walk by on the other side, hoping that someone else will come along and clean up the mess. God has always had a heart for the poor and the oppressed. This is what he says in Isaiah 58, verses 5 to 9, the New Revised Standard Version. Is such the fast that I choose? A day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help and he will say, "Here I am." This makes it pretty clear that God does not want our religious words and actions if we are not also trying to make the world a better place. And the question is, how will we respond to that? What claim does this make upon us in this situation? What is God calling upon us to say? We need to recognize oppression and racism, name it, and say it can't go on. I can't breathe. How many others find it difficult to breathe in the society we have created? As well as people of colour, those with disabilities, of differing sexualities and sexual orientations, women, abuse victims of all kinds. How many are finding it difficult to breathe, to relax, to feel at home and at peace? There are many whose protests have been peaceful at this time, not least George Floyd's brother Terence. Police officers have knelt with others in solidarity, recognising that we all have something to gain from a fairer society, because we can all receive the gifts that others have to give, rather than them being turned against societies that have turned their backs on them. Change needs to come because those who suffer are sick and tired of waiting, and God calls on us to change the systems we have helped to create so that they are fairer to all. Here in Bradford, a poster showing people working together has had to be pulled because it only had white faces on it. This wasn't deliberate. It was oversight, people not seeing that all the other faces were the same colour as their own. We need to accept that we don't always see what we need to see. We need to commit ourselves to looking again, or asking someone else to look for us and telling us what they see. We are building a kingdom, and we will fall short. We have a vision and we may not achieve it in our lifetimes, but we need to work towards it and use our lives to move us all a little bit closer. R.S. Thomas has a wonderful vision of the kingdom in his poem of that name. It's a long way off, but inside it there are quite different things going on. Festivals at which the poor man is king and the consumptive is healed. Mirrors in which the blind look at themselves and love looks at them back. And industry is for mending the bent bones and the minds fractured by life. It's a long way off, but to get there takes no time, and admission is free if you will purge yourself of desire and present yourself with your need only and the simple offering of your faith, green as a leaf. Here we see the reversal of fortunes that Jesus kept trying to tell us about. Here we see that all are cared for, and the damage that some have sustained through their lives is the focus of healing activity. The kingdom is a long way off because it's so different to the world around us. But getting there takes no time. If we only decide that is where we wish to be, and if we are ready to leave everything behind in order to get there. What can we leave behind us to achieve this? What are those things that we cling to but that weigh us down and make life hard for us or for others? Will we truly put our faith in God as being the fulfillment of our lives and seek to share that fulfillment, not in status or possessions, but in God alone, so that we might build his kingdom into which all are welcomed equally? God bless.